Okay, we are on Vav Amud Beis, and we are about, let's see, 2, 4, 2, 4, 6, 8. We're about 15 lines from the bottom, the second word in. Rabbi Yechonon Amar. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Alda Olil Reb Chanina. About the following, Reb Chanina was troubled. The Einan Omrin, they say, Ein HaPesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlamim Elen Kein Shachtei L'Shem Shlamim. Now we know, we have seen many times, that Pesach B'Shar Yimos Hashana is Hukrav as a Shlamim. The only time one brings a Pesach, and it's Omer to be a Pesach, is on Yud Dalad. Any other time, if it's Yud Gimel, even though it's Omed to be a Pesach, because you are mafresh it to be a carbon Pesach, but if you would bring it and you'd be makriv it on your gimel l'shem Pesach l'shmai, it would be possible. If you brought it shalom l'shmai, but rather l'shem shlamim, it would be kosher. And so too after Pesach, like we've seen several times, if you have a meisar Pesach, you have leftover a Pesach, you had a Pesach, you lost it, you're mafresh another one, you found the first one, so the meisar Pesach is omed to be a shlamim. The question is, this carbon, let's say we're speaking now on Yud Gimel, it's Yud Gimel Nisan, and you have a carbon Pesach, and you're makrevit. If you're makrevit l'shmoy l'shem Pesach, it's a problem. If you're makrevit shalo l'shmoy, but rather l'shem shlomim and the like, l'shem shlomim would be good. So, Rabbi Yechon said that Rabbi Chanina was troubled in that Ein and Amrin, they said, the only time a Pesach b'shar yimos hashana is kosher is if it was brought l'shem shlamim. That is, it's sin. It's a type of kachim kalim. It's really falls into the category of shlamim, and therefore they say it has to be brought l'shem shlamim. Va'ani oimer, but I, Reb Chanina, say afilu shachta l'shem oila. Even if you shechted this animal, l'shem oila, it would still be kosher. So again, imagine if you will, it is Yud Gimel Nisan, and you have a carbon Pesach, and you shechted it, l'shem oila. Says Reb Chanina, I hold that's still a kosher carbon. It's like a shlomim, which was done l'shem oila, and the carbon is kosher. So if you look at, let's see. No, maybe we'll just wait to the next one. Fun. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. B'shem Reb Chanina. This was Reb Chanina's problem, and so on. So again, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Alda Alu Reb Chanina. The Einan Amar Meina Pesach Mishtane L'Shem Shlamim Melakim Shachtu L'Shem Shlamim. Only if you did L'Shem Shlamim. Vani Oimer. But I say, Afilu Shachtu L'Shem Oila. Even if you did L'Shem Oila. Now, Amar Rabbi Ila. Time of Rabbi Yochanan. What's chat in Rabbi Yochanan who's saying over B'Shem Reb Chanina that even if you do a Shlamim L'Shem Oila, it's kosher? So time of Rabbi Yochanan, im min hatzayin karbonai l'zevach shlamim. Pasuk says, im min hatzayin karbonai, and it says the word l'zevach shlamim. So we explain, and the Tikkun Chazatin and others say, that lezevach shlamim, zevach shlamim is extra. It says, "Kra yisayru da'avi matzlamim lishlamim." Why you say lezevach shlamim? Kol shu zevach ba shlamim. Anything which you have this moisa pesach, and it is brought, it will be kosher to be a shlamim. So even if you bring it as an oila lemaisa, this is moisa pesach. It's a shlomim which you had in mind to bring as an oila. It is still kosher to be a shlomim. It's kosher to be a shlomim. That is the pshat, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan says is pshat in Reb Chanina. Now the Gemara now asks a brand new shayla.
A new shayla. If you look at the last small line, or the last line, I should say, before the lines become very wide in the Tiklan Chadatin, he says, Mishtan l'machsheves psul, bayi. This is a new shayla. Meaning, im shachtu l'shem oila. So we've said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, b'das Reb Chanina, it's Yud Gimel Nisan. You originally were mafresh this to be a carbon Pesach, and then you said, I'm going to shech this now on Yud Gimel L'Shem Oila. But not only did you do it L'Shem Oila, but you did it and you incorporated some type of a psul in the Hakrava also. So do we say, well, look, anyway, a shlamim, a Pesach b'shayim eshashan is aimed to be a shlamim, and therefore the fact that you had in mind for an oila is irrelevant. It will still be kosher. The fact that you had in mind to make it a postula oila is also irrelevant. I mean, it's irrelevant. Says the Tiklin Chadatin, Mishtan Machsheves Psul Ba'i, Im Shachtel Shem Oila B'machsheves Psul Ba'oila, Im Nishtan El Eise Psul, Oy Dilma, Psul D'machsheves Karben Acher, Ein A Paisle, Kishem She'ein A Mishtan El Hechsheirei Da'oila, Kach Ein A Mishtan El Psula Da'oila, just like it doesn't become an oila. So it's irrelevant. It's simply irrelevant. So Gemara says, Heich Avida, what's the case? Shachta l'shem oila, al menas lizrik dama lamachar. So you had in mind to shecht it for an oila. It's really supposed to be a shlamim. It's Pesach. It's thin is to be a shlamim. You shecht it l'shem oila, al menas to do the zrikas adam tomorrow. So that is going to be our shayla. To which the Gemara is bothered and says, but one second. Mikomakum posel. And we call Makam Pasalu. Either way, it's going to be Pasal. At the end of the day, even if it's a Shlomim, and you have in mind to do the Zrikas Adam tomorrow, it's going to be Pasal. If it's an Oila, and you have in mind to do the Zrikas Adam tomorrow, it's going to be Pasal. If it's a Pesach, you have in mind to do the Zrikas, it's always going to be Pasal. So what's the nafkamina of this Shiloh? That it's Yud Gimel, you will mach for Shikab and Pesach, on Yud Gimel, you shecht it, L'Shem Oila, with a psul, i.e., to be zerg the dam tomorrow. So either way, it's going to be posel. In which case, what is the nafkamina of your shayla? So the Gemara says like this: Ein tamar mishtana l'machsheves psul. Again, the shayla of Yosei is over here. Ein tamar mishtana l'machsheves psul posel. If you say it's mishtana. If you say I've successfully implanted a psul in the carbon, so then it will only be posel and it will not be pigel. We have seen several times that in order for the psul pigel, which is a zrika, let's say, chutz lezmanai, in order for that to be chal, it has to be that's the only psul in the carbon. But if there's other psulim in the carbon, if a machsheves psul is chal in the carbon, and in addition to the machsheves psul, you also have in mind to be zerg the dam chutz lezmanai, which is a potential pigel type of psul. Pigel is only chal if that's the only psul in town. But if there's another psul in the carbon already, then pigel is not chal. So the nafkamina of this shayla when it's you have a carbon Pesach. You were mafish your carbon Pesach on the 10th of Nisan, let's say. And on Yud Gimel, you shecht it, l'shem oila, with another psul in mind, like the psul of pigol. So if a psul is chal, so then there cannot be pigol. Having another psul, prevents the psul pigol from being chal. If you look at the Hagos Hagro over here in Vav, he says like this, Sachi guys, him, im tem mishtan l'machsheves psul posel, kolayma. What's the nafkamina of the shayla? Kolayma nafkamina I amres mishtan l'machsheves psul. If you'll say you are able to impart, to place a psul in the carbon, eine ella posel v'le pigel, then it will be posel, but it will not be pigel. Kedamina bimenachas, kahard sauce kosher, tach hard sauce posel. Ukedamina bipsachinim, yesh psul achab a carbon, eine nikba bipigol ischayet karis alachilase. Vachinami kishachishav lashum oila nifsal mech sheiroi, shuv eine kivea lipigol. So, being that we will say that a psul will be chal in the carbon, that prevents the pigol, the shame pigol from being chal. So one more time. The question was over here. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Hanina, they say if you have Pesach l'shayim es Hashana, which is omer to be a shlamim, even if you shecht it l'shem oila, it's going to be okay. Question is, what about if you are mishtane l'machsheves psul? We said, what's the case? You did it l'shem oila, amenaz lizrig dam l'mancha. In other words, you try and also implant some type of a pigle psul in the carbon. The Gemara says, but surely the question is hypothetical, because in all cases, the carbon will be possible. We said, we want to know the nafkamina is, will there be pigle? If you say that you have successfully implanted in the carbon a psul, that will prevent the shame pigle from being hal. But if you have not successfully planted the a psul in the carbon, then it could in fact be pigle, and therefore we want to know, are we dealing with a shayla of kares? Are we not? And the Gemara leaves it as a shayla. Good. Now the Gemara says like this: Lishmai v'shalei lishmai b'shar yemei sashana. So let's again take a look at the Tiklin Hazatin, four lines down. What is the shayla? Lishmai v'shalei lishmai b'shar yemei sashana. Degabi pesach kaimel on the bismanay on yudalad in the bein arba'im in the afternoon. Daniber pesach chatzis ayoyim lishmai da'in lishin pesach kasha. That is when it's kosher. Carbon Pesach in the 14th, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, L'shem Pesach is kosher. If at that time you did it Shalei L'shmoy, you did it L'shem Shlomim, that's going to be possible. Whereas, B'shar Yimei Sashana, U'kigoyin, Shifrishu Kodem L'chein, Yomim Rabim, you were mafreshit L'shem Pesach on the 10th, on the 9th, whenever it was, and now on the 9th, the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th in the morning, that might be a shayla, but certainly up until the 14th, you do it lishmoy, you take this carbon, and its din was that eventually it'll be hukrav as a carbon Pesach, but now it's not a time which is appropriate to be hukrav as a Pesach, and now you do it lishmoy, posel, dalav zimne, it's not the right time. Shaloi lishmoy, if I do it not lishem Pesach, but rather lishem shlamim, kosher. Like we saw in Pesachim. So what's the shayla of our Gemara now? Now, so again, let's give our example. It's the 13th, it's Yud Gimel. And they go over to the carbon. Again, it's destined to be a carbon Pesach, but it's not yet the right time, it's Yud Gimel. And they have in mind, I'm shechting it lishmoy, pirish, Pesach, and shalei lishmoy, shlamim. What's the din? Mal. Mi amrinan osi shalei lishmoy umapik lei midei lishmoy? Bekosher oilai. Do we say that the shalei lishmoy is redeeming and it matters, it kashers, or not? So that is the shah of the Gemara. Nahma. Lishmoy, vishalei lishmoy, bishayimei sashana. What's the din? Rebbe Bun Barachia Bishim Shmuel Bar Abba says the following. Again, we have to go back to the Hagis Agra in Zion, who is Geris the following. He says the Geris is like this. Mekeven Sha'amar Shalei Lishmoy. Since you said you're doing it Shalei Lishmoy, even though you said originally you're doing it Lishmoy, but being that you eventually said you're doing it Shalei Lishmoy, Mekeven Sha'amar Shalei Lishmoy, Nasa Kesheichet Beshtika. The Shalei Lishmoy. Lu Kasher. At the end of the day, you fixed it up, you kashered it by saying Shalei Lishmoy. So being that you said Shalei Lishmoy, we kind of disregard your original statement of Lishmoy, and that was a unimportant statement, and that doesn't do anything for us. You fixed it up, you eventually said the right thing, you said Lishmoy, you said Shalei Lishmoy, and therefore we look at it as if it was Hukrav, Bishtika and Shalei Lishmoy, in which case it will be kosher. That is the way the Gemara is answering according to the Gemara of the Gra. So Amalei, so he said to him, Imkain, if you're telling me that the main thing is what you said at the end, and as long as you said Shalei Lishmoy, therefore being that it's Yud Gimel and you did it Lashim Shlamim, that is good. Imkain. In Cain, who afilu shachtu lishmoy almenas lizrik damei shalei lishmoy yasem yishari shenek hasheich to lishmoy. So he asks and says, well, if the main thing is that we look at what happens at the end, perhaps I can push you a little bit further to say, even when you've got two different malachas, two different avodas, shchita and zrika, maybe I can say, even if the shchita was done entirely l'shem Pesach, on your gimel, which is a problem, and then the zrika was done l'shem shlomim, maybe that will also be good enough to be machshir, the carbon. Are we going to say the same thing? Says the Tiklin Chazatin. Three lines on the bottom, MK and Kavan the Amris, the Loishna Hecha de Omar, Hecha de Loyamar. You're equating if a person articulated a shame Pesach on your gimel, which is a reason to pastel, to a case of Shtika. And you're saying your Amir is commander less a dummy. I'm going to disregard your Amir and I'm going to look at it as if it was a Shtika. Oh yeah? So Kavan the Amris, the Loishna Hecha de Omar, Hecha de Loyamar, the Stama Vishtika Havi Kime Omar, in Kain Achanami Kishishachte Lishmoy, the Hainu Omar Lishmoy, the Omar Lizrik Nami Shalay Lishmoy. Here the case is worse because it's a separate Avoida. That means the entire Avoidus Ashchita was done Mipsul. So it really is a big jump, and the Gemara is going to say that that's unacceptable. I was only speaking within one Avoida. But the Gemara is suggesting and saying maybe I can just discount it. And I can just say it's like it was done b'shtika, because that's in essence what you're doing. So maybe I can say the same thing. And that's what the Gemara suggests. So Amar Rebbe Abba Mari, again the gears of the Grand Test. Minoli b'shtika kasha delma b'shtika apostle. The way they explain it, if you look at the Tiklin Chatatin, second to last line, second to last word in the line, Vidachi. Minalan Bishtika Dikasha Bhi Hayavna Dishita Kulu Bishtika. Oh, one second. Here, even if you want to say that we're somehow equating Amira, a bad Amira with a Shtika, but that means that the entire Avodah was done in a bad way. The whole Avodah was not done with the right intention. Meaning this is a carbon Pesach. I was mafresh it to be a carbon Pesach. So, I need to know what I'm doing. I need to bring, in order for this to be kosher, I need to do it shaloi l'shmoi now. I need to do this l'shem shlomim. So if you want to tell me that a bad amir is like a shtika, okay, that can be fixed up if in the same avodah you subsequently say I'm doing it shaloi l'shmoi l'shem shlomim. But if in the avodah sashchita, the whole thing was done with a bad amir or with a shtika, who's to say that, that's going to be good? In other words, it says the Tiklin, Menolan b'shtika de kasha b'chi agav ne de shchita kuloi b'shtika. Menolan de kasha de hosam. In the previous case, havi b'shchita amira de sholi l'shmai. There was also within the avoida of shchita, there was a good amira of sholi l'shmai. Mashikin hacha b'shchita avoida shleima kuloi b'shtika. And that's a problem, because v'stama Pesach l'shmoy v'adai. Yeah, Pesach is aimed to be a Pesach. I was mafreshes, I went and I said, harezu l'pischi. And now I go ahead and I say, I makriv this l'shem Pesach. And then I say, but I'm going to be zog v'dam l'shem shlomim. And I'm going to say, well, maybe my bad amira is okay, it's like a shtika, b'seder, but this was aimed to be a carbon Pesach. I have yet to do anything to uproot it from its original yield of being a Pesach l'shmoy to now be machshrit, because it's a gimel, to do it shaloi l'shmoy, in which case that would be a problem, in which case that would be possible. That's how the Gemara concludes. Okay.
Can we say we're talking about here tfos l'shon rishon?
It's interesting, and the Gemara doesn't bring that in over here. It's a good point. I was also wondering that, like in this whole discussion, you know, that does not seem to be something which comes into question. I'm not quite sure. I didn't have a chance to be mined into it properly, but yeah, that is a point. Okay, good. Now going back, remember, this whole mission was discussing what do you do with the leftovers. We spoke about the Moisa Shkolim. What do you do with that? And the Moisa Sirsa Eifa, the Moisa Kinizavim, Zavis, Yoldis, Chatois, Hashamis, and so on. And then we said Moisa Nazirim Lenazirim, Moisa Nazir Lenadava. So when we said Moisa Nazirim Lenazirim means if you collected money for poor Nazirim. So they bring three karbanas, and it turns out you have extra money, so then that goes into a collection which will be used for other Nazirim. That's Moisa Nazirim Lenazirim. But Moisa Nazir, but if it was for one specific Nazir, then that will just go Linadava. And that goes Linadava. So we said, a Moser Nazir Linadava, the money goes Linadava. We're going to have a machlekes between Rav Chisda and Rav Zeira. Rav Chisda Omar, Nivahu, Shekar Vachatase Besef. This that we say that the leftover money goes Linadava is if Vachatas was brought at the end. Meaning a Nazir brings Gimel Karbanis. He brings a Chatas and Oila and a Shlamim. Usually we would say that the Chatas comes first. But if the Chatas was brought at the end, so it's leftover money, which he still needs to bring his Chatas, and now you've got kind of leftover from what is necessary for the Chatas. If you look at the Tikkun Chatas, you know, over here, three lines down in the Pirish, Vushakar Chatas Levasev Shanazim Mevi Gimel Beim is Chatas Oila V'Oshim, Nishlamim. Meaning, because then, in essence, what you have over here is he brought his oila, he brought his shlamim. It's incumbent upon him now to bring his chatas, and he discovers he's got extra money. So, in essence, it's like moiser chatas. What do we say in the Mishnah? We said, Moisek in his oven, Zavis, Yeldis, Chatois, Ashamais, Mesar Nadava. So if you have leftover money, because I don't need so much money for my Chatas, Zaktav Chizda, Bahushikar Bachatas Lubasayv, that's when we say that the Moisek goes Lenadava. Aval, E Karve Shlamim Besayv, Moisran Shlamim. So the leftover money for the Shlamim, what do we say in the Mishnah? Moisek Shlamim Lishlamim. If I first brought the chatas and then the oila, and then the last thing I have to bring is shlamim. So I've got some money, I've got a bag of coins, and I say, you know what? I don't need 10 coins for shlamim. All I need is 9 coins for shlamim. There's an extra coin. So then that would be viewed as moisa shlamim, which we said in the Mishnah, moisa shlamim is shlamim. So this that we've said, moisa nazir, we kind of categorically said, moisa nazir goes l'nadava, that's only zakta chizda, if the last thing you brought was the chatas, and therefore we kind of now view all of this money as money which is earmarked for chatas, the sum left over, and the Mishnah says leftover chatas money goes for a nedava. Then the Mishnah said, what do you do with leftover shlamim? Meisaran shlamim. That is Rav Chisda. Am Rav Zira, no, I disagree. Afilu karvu shlamim lebesayif. Halacha he benazir. They're going to accept the word achas, even if the shlamim is brought at the end. Nevertheless, it is a halacha meishmi Sinai. It is a halacha benazir that in all cases there was chatas money mixed up in this collection. You have 30 coins. You're going to spend whatever it is, more or less an even amount. There was money here. There was chatas money mixed up. Then we're going to say that this is leftover about which there was chatas in it, and therefore we're always going to say that the most is an adav. Says the Tiklin, Avidu Karv Shlamim Lebesayif, Kevin Shekulon, Karbonis Nazar Hein, Halacha Mishmi Sinai, Shekarbonis Nazar Mesar Nadava, the Cheinu Benazar, Daf Chavtes Mebeis. Meaning, there was a carbon chatas in this money. So even if you punked happened to have been makriv the chatas before, it's still considered to be money which was also had a collection for chatas, and it's halacha mishmi Sinai that it always goes there for l'nedava. So that is achlekes of Chizas. Again, Rav Chizas says the Mishnah says that the moisa nazir goes l'nedava, it's really just an extension of the din of moisa chatas. And therefore it's only if the last carbon which needs to be brought is a chatas, and therefore we view it like leftover money of the chatas, which goes linadava. That is the chizda. But if the last thing you bought is a shlamim, then the rest will be used for shlamim. Says Reb Zira, no. I say it's halacha mishmi Sinai, that in all cases, it goes l'nedava. So the Gemara says, masnisa misaya l'dein, masnisa misaya l'dein. We have a raya from a braisa, like Rav Chisda and like Zira. So first we say, masnisa misaya l'reb Zira. Again, he's the one who says, in all cases, being that there was hatas funds inside, it's always going to go l'nedava, the moisar. So we say like this, Masnis Messiah to Reb Zeira, to Rabbi Zeira, Elohen Mois Stumin. What is considered to be Mois Stumin? Kol Shedemei Chatas Mu'uravin Behen. Again, this is the Gears of the Grah. What is considered to be Mois Stumin? If there was Chatas money inside, the Filo Hifrish Demei Chatas Mitecha. Even if you now took out some of the money, you took out 10 coins for your carbon chatas, and then the case is that the bailim die, this is considered to be ma'is stumin. Let's take a look at the tiklan chatasin over here. He says like this, so there's money over here. You need to take out money for a chatas, for an oila, for a shlamim. And even though you already removed the money for the chatas, in which case the leftover money should just be considered to be oila and shlamim, and so on. Nevertheless, we say ma'is tuminhein, the yiplu linadava, and it goes linadava. So what do you see? Alma afogav shikvar hufreshmen de mechatas. You took out the chatas money first. Nevertheless, kaven shahayid mechatas muravin ben kach neskabla halacha shiye meiser nazir nedava b'chol inyan shiye meiser. Hanami avir karv shlamim levesayif. Even if the shlamim was the last one, so you took the coins, the last coins which were necessary, were to purchase the shlamim. Doesn't make a difference. If you carve shlamim of a safe, should the mechatas kfar hufresh mehen, mekal makam avim meis in a dove game, should the mechatas hayim uravim ben, shekach haisa ha-halacha. So again, according to Rabbi Zeira, he says, that's what we're mentioning, that it seems to be the point that whenever there was chatas money inside, we say this is all considered to be shayach to chatas money. The Mishnah said, meis chatas is a nedava. So we have a raya from this braisa that when you had a bunch of money, you separated the money, you took it out for the carbon chatas. What's left, arguably, is only shlamim money, oila money. Nevertheless, we say this is all considered to be shirayim of chatas money, and that all of it goes on nedava in a case where the bailim died. That's the case which it's speaking about. So that is the raya too. That is the raya too, Rabbi Zeira. Says the Gemara, Masnisa Messiah l'Rav Chisda. We'll bring a siyua to Rav Chisda. Again, we'll go with the Girsa of the Gra in Gimel. Halchi Garsin, Elu Lechatois. So a person's got some money, and he says, this is going to be for my chatas. Vashar Leshar Nazirus. And the rest will be for my other Nazirus, for the Oila and the Shlomo. Umes, and he dies, Deme Chatas Yelchu Liyam HaMelach. Okay, so the Chatas money which you took out, that money goes to the Yam HaMelach, because the Bailin died. Vahashar Yaviu Chetzya Oilav Chetzya Shlamim. But the rest of the money, we look at the rest of the money, is it's Oilav money, Shlamim money. So what do you do with the rest of it? The Bailin died. So you'll use the rest of the money, and some of it it'll be Moser Oila, and you'll use it for an Oila. Some of it is Moser Shlomim, you'll use it for Shlomim. Umoilin v'chulan v'ein moilin miktsasin. And if you end up using all of the money, so let's just give an example. You have 30 coins in there, you took out 10 coins for a chatas, the guy dies, and the Nazir dies, you've got 20 coins in there. So we say, I'm looking, being that I've gotten the chatas out of the picture, that 10 coins is gone. The rest of the money has got no shaychus techatas anymore. It's moisar shlamim, it's moisar oila, and I'm going to use it for shlamim, I'm going to use it for oila, and so on. Happens to be that if a person uses oila money, which is kachi kachim, there will be me'ila. If you use shlamim money, which is kachim kalim, there will not be me'ila. If you use all of the coins, then you know that you've used the money which was definitely destined to be oila money, there will be me'ila. But the point we'll bring a riot of chizda, according to this brisa, once you've taken the 10 coins out, chatas is gone. I don't view this anymore as moise chatas. I don't see your halach lamoshe misinai, that once there was a chatas which was mixed in over here, then everything is considered to be shiraim of the chatas. I don't say that, and that's the reason why the moisar is considered to be divided between the ola and the shlamim. Good. Good. Says the Gemara Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda Amar. New case. Rav Chisda Amar moisar lachmai shel nazir yurkov. So a nazir needs to bring 10 matzahs. What do you do with the leftovers? Again, in a similar case, where there's extra money or extra lechem, so moisa lach mishal nazir yurkov. Really nothing can be done with it. In such a case, where there's leftovers, then it rots, or it is just destroyed. That is what we do with the moisar lach mishal nazir. So the Gemara explains. So Gemara explains. So Gemara says like this: Amr b'Yisiv Yos. What Rav Chisda is saying is correct. The Yos lahakriv b'fnei atzme, to go ahead and just be makriv the lechem by itself. Ein at yachol, that you may not do. She'ein lacha lechem kariv laatzme, you cannot just be makriv the lechem by itself. Right, you cannot be makriv the lechem by itself. Good. She'en lecha lechem karev la'atzmi. Lahakrivoi im nizirois acherois. Perhaps you will use this lechem with other nizirim. No, ein at yachol, you can't do that either. She'en lecha nizirois ba b'lei lechem. Meaning to say, there's never a case of a nazir whose mekabel nizirus that's included in his kabbalah is also to bring the lechem. And the Tiklan says, "Shein ha'lechem le'nezirus b'lechem, demitchila kishakibol nezirus al atzmai, nischayiv lahavi lechem mishel atzmai." He has to fund the lechem of his, which the nazir needs to bring. So he's not able to say, "Well, you know, I'll bring the three." It's, you know, quite an expensive experience to be a nazir. I need to bring the chatas and oila and shlamim, at least let me use someone else's lechem. No, there's no such thing, because eimachan nezirus ba'al b'lei lechem, and implicit in his kabbalas nezirus is lechem. Lufum kein tzarech meimar moisalach mishal nazir yurkov. Therefore, we have to say that the leftover of the lechem is just gonna. There's nothing you can do with it. It can't be used for anyone else. It can't be brought by itself. And therefore, it is yurkov. So, sovereign meimar hu lachmai hu meiser nisachov. So, the Bnei Yeshiva thought to equate and say, well, hu lachmai, just like the din is by lachem, hu meiser nisachov. The same would be true with the extra yayin, which is brought as a nisachim, that we would also have this problem with that there's nothing you can do with it, and therefore it is just going to be, it's going to be nirkav. That's what we thought to say. Hu lachmei hu meisin esachav. So Am Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Bun meisin esachav kachi kachim inun. No. The nesachim has got the din of kachi kachim, and just like we saw in the Mishnah by chatas, which is kachi kachim, if you have meisin chatas, it can be brought as an adava. So Rabbi Yezer Bebun says, "Meis in a sach of kachi kachim minin, v'yiplul an adava." If so, it's kachi kachim, and just like hatas, it goes on a nedava. So to this can also go as a nedava, and therefore we will not equate the lechem with the nesachim. Again, the guy over here changes the girsa and says al das rabbi yisir rabun Shmuel v'rchizda v'rabalazer shloshten amru davar echad. They are all saying the same thing. So we said Rav Chizda Hada Amarin, this which we just mentioned right now, of Moisalach, Mishal Nazar, Yurkov, and so on. Shmuel da Amar Rav Yesi Ad da Ana Taman, whilst I was still there in Bavel, Shmias Kol Rav Yehuda Shal Shmuel, I heard the voice of Rav Yehuda asking Shmuel, Hifrish Shikle Umeis, what happens if a fellow was mafresh, his machzis hashekel, and then he died, what do you do with that machzis hashekel? And he said, Amalei yiplu l'nedava. It goes l'nedava. Says the Tiklin Chadatin, what's the pshat? That it is yiplu l'nedava, d'shkalim l'kachi kachim boyin. It's kachi kachim. I'm sorry, let's just see the Tiklin Chadatin before. He says, "Aldas the Rabbi Yisrael Bun, the Amar b'Sheim Rav Chizda, the Mois and Asachim Yipul and Nedava, hold the Kachi Kachimim." So, just anything which is Kachi Kachim goes on the Nedava, and we find the same thing when it comes to the Mois Shkalim. If you have leftover Shkalim, the person was Mafresh the Shekel, and he died, being that you use the Machzis Shekel to purchase Karbonis Tzibur. Karbonis Tzibur, every carbon Tzibur is Kachi Kachim, and therefore the shekel would go linadava. That was that. And finally, what about Rebbe Elazar? What is the going to do over here? Yeah, Rebbe Elazar to Itmar. Rebbe Elazar Eimer Moisa Asiris Eifa Shaloi. Rebbe Yechanan Meyelichem Niyam Melach. Rebbe Elazar Eimer Yiplu Linadava. So Rebbe Elazar, and this is what we're bringing around from this, Rebbe Elazar, who says, being that this is Kachi Kachim, Kachi Kachim, like we saw in the Mishnah with Chatas, it is Yipul Lenadava. So that was the Mishnah which spoke about the Moisa of Shkolim and the Moisa of Asirsa Eifa, of Kinizavim, Zavais, Yoldes, Chates, Hashamais, and we spoke about also the Moisa of Shlomim and Oila, and the Moisa of Nazirim, and the Moisa of one particular Nazir. Now the Mishnah goes into slightly less kodshim in yonim, and it speaks about what about if money was collected for shvuyim? So someone was taken into captivity, and they collect money to be able to release the shavui from captivity, and there is extra money, or money was collected for aniyim, it was collected for a particular ani, and there's extra money. Well, we're also going to see what happens if money was collected because they thought the money was necessary, but now they realize that the money was unnecessary. So what does one do with the Moisa? Says the Mishnah, Moisa Shvuyim L'Shvuyim. Moisa Shavuy L'Oisei Shavuy. So let's take a look at the Karbon HaEda over here, the beginning here in Halacha Hei. Moisa Shvuyim Gabu Tztaka L'Tzeh Pidyon Shvuyim. In general, Vinitaisar, Yishmarum, Ad Sheyiftu Behen, Shvuyim Acherim. Hold on to it until, unfortunately, you will need it for other Shvuyim. Avalim Pirshu L'Shavuy Zeh, Zacha Oisei HaShavuy B'Moisar. The one for whom it was collected, he is Zeche in the money. So that is the difference between Shvuyim Stam and Shavuy for a particular Shavuy. So too, the same thing we say is Moisa Aniyim Laniyim, Moisa Ani La'isi Ani, the exact same thing. Moisa Hamesim Lamesim, so money was collected to bury the dead, so use the extra money to bury the future dead, those who will die in the future. Again, he says in the carbonate, in Gavu Mois L'tzich Kvus Meistam, Hamois L'Kvus Meisim Acherim, Avo Lamezeh Hamoisar L'Yarshav. So this is already very interesting. So again, in the Mishnah, Moisar Hameisim Lemeisim. Moisar Hameis, it was collected, Reuven died, and they collected money for his for his kavura and his extra money. So it says the Tanakhama, Moser Hameis liyarshov. It goes for his yarshim. Now, in theory, you could make the kavura that much nicer, that much better, more mechubadik, and so on. So the Kavanah says, interesting lashon over here. He says, Aval lemeis zeh hamoisar liyarshov. Whatever is extra, tachuli achel hamoisar zilusei legabe yarshov. He's willing to be meichel on anything else, even though it might kind of be a little bit of a zilzel in his burial. Maybe you can make it a nicer burial, a more hush of a burial. As far as that, anything extra, the mace, so to speak, fascinating din, but the mace is meichel on that, and he wants to kind of give it to his yarshim. So, mace hamace liyarshav, it says the Tanakhama. Rabbi Meir Omer, mace hamace, yehe munach ad sheyavoy Eliyahu. Fascinating din, what's pshat in that, says the Kavanah Edah. Misapdalei, according to Rabbi Meir, imach hamace zilusei legabe yarshav, eloi. Hilkach Yehimunach, which is quite fascinating because to the extent that we're not sure if he's willing to be Moichel because he wants it to be used for his covers, and we're going to say you're not going to use it anyway, you have to keep it till Eliyahu covers and it's not going to be used anyway. So it's kind of an interesting thing. But Rabbi Meir says, Lamais, it's not poshut to say that the mace is willing to be Mevatra on that, and therefore the Yashim are not entitled to take it, and therefore we say Yehimunach ad sheyavo Eliyahu.
Why does it call it Zilusei?
Yeah, I was also bothered by that because and we're going to see later on that there's two daragas. There's one daraga of that he shouldn't be mutal bebizayin, and then there's additional levels of covered which are afforded the mace. And it almost seems to be that you could give a person a sug aleph kvura and you're giving them a sug beis kvura. And therefore, that's a bechina of it. That's considered to be a bit of a zilzel. So, you know, money was collected. You know, £50,000 was collected. So, you know, it should be a chash of a lavaya. And at time, you know, they would hire different maspidim, and you know, they would have a different type of mita and so on. And for him to have a sug beis type of thing, that's a bechina of zilusa. That's the way I understood it.
So, when the money collected always goes for the minimum share.
I'm sorry, say that one more time. In what?
In halacha, if we're collecting mas tzedakah, which it seems to be that we are, you give him the minimum share of kvura.
Well, this is good for the point. I think we're saying that according to the Tanakhama, it's the minimum amount. The minimum amount is all he needs, and he is willing to be mevatar and everything else for his yarshim. Rabbi Meir is not convinced of that. Rabbi Meir is mesupik. And therefore, Rabbi Meir says, Yehimunachat Shiyav Eliyahu. And Rabbi Nosson says, Fakat. Rabbi Nosson, Eimer, Moisra, Meis, Boinin Le Nefesh Al Kivroi. Use the money, build a monument on his kever. Says the Karbon Eda, Boinin Le Nefesh Al Kivroi, Pshita Le Lerib Nosson, Le Lai Machil. Ilkar Boinin Le Matseva Al Kivroi, Meisra, Meisra, Shekvar Zacha Bay Ameis. He's not willing to be Meichel and to be Mevatar. And he wants it to be a very hashava, a matzah for him, and a kvura, and a monument, and therefore the whole thing has to be used for a nefesh, for the nifter.
The din of shvuyim and aniyim.
I'm sorry?
The shvuyim and aniyim is the principle what people intended when they gave the money? What determines the fact that
the question is, what principle governs what is done with the extra money which was collected for the aniyim and for the shvuyim? So I understood that there is a very clear fixed set amount which is necessary. In other words, that the captors say we want £50,000, so they've collected £60,000. So there's clearly £10,000 extra. So therefore, it goes. If the way that it was presented is we need money for pidyon shvuyim and they have an extra 10k, that 10k goes aside for additional shvuyim in the future. But if it's that Reuven needs, I'm sorry.
The donors intended that. Is that what we're looking at?
The donors intended to go to for pidyon shvuyim.
The donors intended is what we have to do with it. Is that the principle?
Yes, and the donors intended it to go to Pidyon Shvuyim, and now the Pidyon Shvuyim is done, it must go to Pidyon Shvuyim. But if the way it was presented was for the Pidyon Shvuyim of Reuven, and now there's extra money, that it was going, the intention of the donors is it's supposed to go for Reuven. And now, yeah, correct. Correct, right? It's definitely a taina. I mean, clearly their intention was for the sake of Pidyon Shvuyim, but it seems to be that to the extent that it was presented, this is for Reuven, then we say kvar zacha loy. He is already considered to be zeicha, and the same is true when it comes to aniyim. A certain amount of money is collected to give them, gimel sudas, to give them a certain amount of food, but we say kvar zacha, the ani is already zeicha in it. I think it'll become we're going to see, I think, in the next shayla, perhaps a little bit more of a havchana in this prat, at least according to the way one of the mafarshim learn. So the Gemara says like this: Gavuloi becheskas she'ein loy, v'nimtza she'yesh loy. So this seems to be a different shayla. Money was collected becheskas she'ein loy, v'nimtza she'yesh loy. Meaning they thought that Reuven doesn't have any money. And therefore everyone says, okay, we have to go and fund Reuven's kvura and so on, or the Pidyon Shvuyim, whatever it is. The commentator says it's referring to a case of Levi. Let's take a look. He says, Gavalu litzarchi ameis, shesovru she'ein litzarchi kvura, benimtza she'yeshli. So up until now, we were discussing where they definitely needed to collect money, but just they ended up collecting more money. But here, they thought that he doesn't have any money, and he does have money. So, Gavlu b'cheske she'ein lei v'nim tse she'yesh loi, Reb Yirmiyah savra meymar moyser hameis l'yarshav. So, he thought to say that moyser hameis l'yarshav, meaning, this is like the case of the Mishnah. It's the same case as of the Mishnah, moyser hameis l'yarshav, says the Gavna Eda, the avzel l'moyser hameis damya, v'harehu l'yarshav, it was collected for this particular person, and he has what he needs, and therefore the rest, he's willing to be meichel and so on. Turns out he didn't need any of it, but it's like the case of the Mishnah. That's what he thought to say. So, Amar lei Rav Idi, dechutra hagatzmacha, what do you mean? The loikivnon elalei. It was only intended for him, says the Kabbalah, the hagatzmacha, emor lanafshecha, the loikdamion. Their intention was only, this fellow does not have the means to be buried. So therefore they wanted to ensure that he...
Out the room! Out the room!
Right. Okay. Yes. And again, Hagatzmacha, very befitting. Their intention was to give it to the mace. This case is different because the whole intention was only he doesn't have, and therefore we're going to collect for him. But kaven sheyesh loy, so leizach by hamis ma'olam. The Eich Yizku Yorshav Boy Hilkach Machzirin Oisoy Lahanesnin Im Efsher Oimenichem Oletzerich Mesim Acherim. This case is a different case. I mean, in the case of the Mishnah where the fellow definitely needed, and he's definitely going to be Zech in something, and then there's just additional funds, so then we have a discussion that, maybe the extra he gets. But here the whole thing was under a different. It was under a false pretense, kind of, which touches on what you're saying. Here, they only thought he doesn't have any money. He has the money, and therefore he's saying over here he doesn't get anything. Previously, he definitely needs, so they're giving for him. They are giving for him. That's the way the Gemara says. Let's see it again one more time inside. Gavulei becheske she'ein lei v'nimtza she'yesh lei. Rabbi Yirmiyah salvar meima moysa meis liyarshav. He thought to equate it to the same din. So Reb Yirmiyah responds and says, Amalei Anolei Amris Atminolan Atminolach. I never said this. Where do you get that from? So the way the commentator explains is very interesting. He says like this, Amalei Reb Yirmiyah, not all learn like this.
Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah bekas al sheheishiv al devorov. Halei ein atiyedea el amasha amarti lecha. V'darbazel le amarti lecha. U'menolach ala hashiv. Where are you coming from? I never told you that. And therefore, what gives you the right to go and ask this question? Okay, Tani Bashim Rab Nosan Musa Amaz Yivna Lay Nefesh al Kivroi. If there was money which was collected specifically for the mace, and as we said, we saw in the Mishnah three different shitas. First shita was anything above the bare necessities, he's gonna go and he's giving to his Yarshan. Rab Nosan was Mesupik and therefore Yehimunach. I'm sorry, the Rab Meir was Mesupik Yehimunach. Rab Nosan says it's for him and Bainan Lay Nefesh al Kivroi. So too we're saying over here, Tani Bashim Rab Nosan, Moisa Meis Yivna Lay Nefesh al Kivroi. Use it, build a monument. The Yasali Ziluf Al Gabi Mitosli Bi Mazalif Yayin, you know, during the Levaya, to make a nice aroma and make a very Mechubadik Levaya and so on. Use all the money for the mace. Fine. Tani ein poiden shavui b'shavui ve ein gavin talis b'talis ve ein mamchin b'yad panosin lekach. So what does this mean? Let's see the Karbon Ha'eda again on this. He says ein poiden shavui b'shavui im gavu ma'is letzorach shavui zeh osa lishanoise letzorach shavui acher v'afil hasheni odif me'arishin. There is a hierarchy when it comes to pidyon shvuyim, and the Gemara speaks about. But if money was collected for shavui, for one shavui, you're not to use the money for a different shavui. And so too, in gavin talis the talis, im gavu mois liknes bahen talis zeh asal shneis liknes ben talis acher. So those are all dinim lechatchila. However, we say, let's say the parnas, the gabbai stock, did change the money. And that we say the in mamchin biad panosim. So like the Karbon Ha'eda, the in agabayim lasis kach leshanois hatstokis lamashatrichanesan biyoiser. So if there is a certain amount of discretion which they have, demikara adaiti tahachi nitnu, shem yitztarchu shishano oisen agaboyin. So it seems to me that we're saying on the one hand, the general rule is you're not to be mishane, and use money which was collected for one shavui, for a different shavui and so on. But if they make an executive decision and they say we are going to change and use the money for something else, you cannot make a macha, because adaita dahaki nitnu, it was given al das kein, that they have the ability to go ahead and be mishana. Tani Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer ein oisin nefashis letzadikim. Paladik Gemara says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we spoke about making a nefesh, a monument, a building, a chashiv, a matseva, and so on. So zokt Rav Shimon ben Gamliel ein oisin nefashis letzadikim. You don't do that for a tzaddik. Divrayhem, hein zichroinon. Their words, their divrei Torah, that which they said, that is their zikaron, and therefore it is unnecessary to do so. That is what Rosh Hashanah says. I saw interesting discussion over here. He quotes from the Chidah, who says the following. He quotes from the Ari in Taimei Hamitzvos, Parshas Vayechiyah, who says that a matzeva is a tzerich gadol in nishmas hames. Frag the Chidah from our Gemara, from Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, says that by tzadikim ein eis a matzeva, the divreim heim zichurim. The im yesh tzerich gadol v'matzeva mabekach shedivreim heim zichroinam. And bechlal, we know that the minig is that they do make very choshava tiyunim and all these types of things for Chashav Tzadikim and so on. He brings here from Igros Moshe in Yodea Gimel, Simon Kuf Nun Dalad, who says that which Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Ein Oisim Nefashis LaTzadikim, it's not pshat that it's osur to do so, but by making it tzion, by making a nefesh, you're making as if the Tzadik didn't have a legacy of Divrei Torah. It's not that it's osur to do so. It just means to say that there's no chiyuv
to make for them a matseva like there is for other people. Why she inyan a matseva kvar miskayim gam bedivreim sheim zichreinam? A matseva is milashin atzim nitzav, to something which will stand up forever. So their words will stand up. So you don't need a formal matseva and so on. Avalim reitzim lasis matseva oisim. And Dr. Meisha Vizel Shinagu Meharbi Deiris Mi Meis Shanim Kaidim Shasu Nefashis La Tzadik and Amufusamim, and so on. So Dr. Meisha, very interesting. From this, he's able to be Mechiach, that for a regular person, there is a Chiyuv to be Boina Matseva. Because if by a regular person, it's also only a Rashus, so, Hari al Korchach Shiba Tzadikim, it would be also to make a matseva. Because otherwise, in what way is the Tzadik Nivdal than the Shar Ha'am? And so on. So based on that, he says the following. So you're telling me, for a regular person, you must make a matseva? For a Tzadik, it's a Rishos. For a regular person, you must. So then, for Ekrav Maisha, then the whole Sugish there. He says like this. If so, why do we say that if there's leftover money which was collected for the fellow's burial, that maybe, according to Nassim, what do you do with the leftover money? You use it for a tzia and you use it for a matseva. For act of ma'ish, im nisharo ma'is, mimasha gavalitzer ha'meis, yasim imesa ha'meis, matseva al kivrei, in chiyuv hulas is matseva, eich yitach and shirak mimoyser ha'meis, ayisim esa matseva. Hare melachat chilo kishegave mois tzar ligvois mois gam avur hamatseva sheyesh chiyev b'hakamosa. If you're telling me that a regular person, unlike a tzaddik, you must place a matseva for them, so why would this only be something which you would use the moisar to do? So he says, and this goes back a little bit to what Shimi was saying before, that we kind of have to give the bare minimum. The mace cannot be in a matzav of bizoyin. The money which is collected to bury the dead is to ensure that he's not mushlach be bizoyin. He says like this. He says, Afshi yishchiv b'hakomes matzeva l'chol ha'am, b'kol makom eino chiv lahatiloi al hatzibur, v'lo yitilo al hatzibur ela ikrei in yonei kovod shebil adam, who kibizoyin? It's mamish a bizoyin without that. Avol b'shul kovid ba'alma leitilu al atzibur ela al bonav v'ala mechuyovim v'kvurase. And therefore, yes, you have to do a matseva. You're mechuyiv to do a matseva, but the individual is buried. He's not mutter mushlach b'bizoyin. L'mashal, when it comes to the meis mitzvah, you don't have to go ahead and bury the person and place the matseva. We know that sometimes they do our Kamas Matseva 6 months after the person has been niftar. We don't say the person is mushlach b'bizayin, so it's something which has to be done, but that is not something which is mutal, strictly speaking, on the tzibur, and therefore that is a question of moisar, that the extra money perhaps would go to the Matseva, but that's not from the Ikar, from the Ikar funds. Okay, I guess we will have to call it here for now.